Good morning. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Welcome to the Love Truth Show. As you heard the school bells going off, this is prayer time for the children, school children, all ages, United States especially, also around the world. Good morning. This is Kim Williams, your host for today of the Love Truth Ministry Show. Welcome everybody. I'd like to thank, first of all, God, our Lord and Savior, for life like more abundantly. We thank you for this holy week to represent my faith and so many of us across the world. That he came, he walked the path to show us how to live holy and righteous to God. He served, he died, he went to the cross for us. He died, he was buried, and he was rose. This is what this holy week represents, the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Friday is Good Friday, which represents his death and his burial. And Sunday morning represents the day that our faith stands on, that he rose again. Oh, we're going to say Easter Monday, it'll go flooding within 3 days. Psalms 119, verse 105, for thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Romans 1, verse 16, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it's the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it's the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. And 1 John 3:18, my little children, that is not love in word, neither for tongue, but in deed and in truth. And 1 John 4, verse 11, beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. So that's awesome, right? God love is powerful. His love will keep us moving, keep us growing. He's an awesome God, wonderful God. He's our everything. This past weekend in Washington, D.C., as well as other places around the world, people were protesting. In the United States, it was in New York, Washington, D.C., Florida, Chicago, Boston, Atlanta, Georgia, marching for our lives. Children standing up for themselves. Because America, the doubts, they failed them terribly. I remember years ago, we used to celebrate Children's Day, like they had Mother's Day and Father's Day. And I don't know what happened to Children's Day. I mean, every day, of course, Mom and Dad and Children's Day. It's like every day I celebrate the goodness of Jesus Christ, who's my Heavenly Father, my everything, right? But they stopped doing that. But they still do the Mother and Father Day. Children are precious. They are gifts from God. No one would be here if we installed our first as a child. As a seed, they grew up into a child. And before we became an adult. So we thank God for the children. For the children who wasn't aborted. Thank you, Jesus. For the children standing up for their rights and say, we're worthy of y'all. Protection. We are worthy because God created us in His image. We are worthy to take another breath. But God giving us that first initial breath and continue breath every single day. So I thank God with glory. As we're going to prayer, God continue to touch your heart for men to make your lives different. And better for each other, especially for our children. God uses children throughout the century, throughout the history of man. He used a child. He used David. He was a child when he took a lot out. He was a child. Murray was a young teenager. David was a teenager, actually. God uses who He desired to use us. You can say, remember that. Think about adults and some adults, especially those in politics. Let the parent children speak of their Lord's power, His strength. They anointed. And they had the energy and the motivation to go forward. Like somebody said, they don't take no. They want answers by the name. They not patient, which is beautiful. And for a lot of reasons, good not to be patient. You're demanding that you have the right to live. Demanding people to start the sales or weapons, period. Because guns, of any size, weapons of any size, is only made to take a life. Take a life. So I'm going to read Joshua 24, verse 14 and 16. Now therefore, fear the Lord and serve Him in sincerity. And in truth, put away the gods which your father served on the other side of the flood in the Egypt. Serve ye the Lord. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose ye this day whom you will serve, rather the gods which your father served that was on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And the people answered and said, God forbid that we should forsake the Lord to serve other gods. When we say the Constitution, it's written in the Constitution, we need to bear arms. Yeah, it's written there about man. It's my constitutional right. Or, you know, the president who would think he had the right, or a senator or congressman. It's now you're not God. Who you choose today to serve. If you're serving God and you believe in God, then you serve in love, peace, and your duty and your responsibility is to uplift life, to save life. Point people in the direction of Jesus Christ by doing that. You take that on guns. You prevent people from buying guns. Shut the companies that create weapons of mass destruction, not only in the United States, but around the globe. Take your hand away from the big button, so eager to blow the world off, and if you're not living in the world. Think about that. I'm going to do Luke. Verse 40 through 52. My eyes are blurry today, trying to be. And the child, talking about Jesus, grew, waxing strong in spirit, filled with wisdom and grace of God was upon him. Now his parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up into Jerusalem after the custom of the feast. And when they had fulfilled the day as they returned, the child Jesus tarried behind in Jerusalem. Joseph and his mother knew not of it, but they supposed him to have been in the company, went a day journey, and they saw him among their kinfolks and acquaintance. And when they had found him, not they turned back again to Jerusalem, seeking him. When they found him not, so they turned back again to Jerusalem, seeking him. And it came to pass that after 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctors, both hearing them and asking them questions. All that heard him was astonished at his understanding answers. And when they saw him, they were amazed. And his mother said unto him, "Son, why hast thou not dealt with us? Behold, thy father and I have sought thee." Sorry. And he said unto them, "How is it that you sought me? Wasn't ye not that I must be about my father's business?" They understood not the saying which he speaketh to them. And he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject to them. But his mother kept all these sayings in his heart. And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. He was a child. And of course, he came from heaven, had a purpose, but he was a child. At age 12, when he went out, a part of his first ministry, where he shared with the temple. So a child, God uses children. He just happened to be God too, but this one, he uses at whatever age he desires. Never age man think is when you should be speaking. So children, know that you have, God had created you to do his will. His will. So I'm going to read John 6, verse 38 through 45. "But I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him that sent me. This is the Father's will, which has sent me, that all of all which he has given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again at the last day. And this is the will of him that sent me, that everyone who sees the Son and believes on him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day. And the Jews then murmur at him, because he said, 'I am the bread which came down from heaven.' And they said, 'Is not this Jesus, son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How is it then that he says, I came down from heaven?' Jesus therefore answered and said to them, 'Murmur not among yourselves. No man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him, and I will raise him up in the last day. It is written in the prophets, and they shall be all taught of God. Every man therefore that God has heard and has learned of the Father comes unto me. Not that any man has seen the Father, save he which is of God, he has seen the Father. Right, right, I say unto you, he that believes on me has everlasting life. I am the bread of life. Your father did eat manna in the wilderness and are dead. This is the bread which comes down from heaven, that a man may eat thereof and not die. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. The bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life in the world.' And the Jews therefore strove among themselves, saying, 'How can this man give up his flesh to eat?' Then Jesus said unto them, 'Right, right, I say unto you, except you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have not life in you. And whoso eat my flesh and drink my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day, for my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He that eat my flesh and drink my blood dwells in me, and I am him. As the living Father has sent me, and I live by the Father, so he that eateth me, even he shall live by me. This is that bread which came down from heaven, not as your father did eat manna and are dead. He that eateth this bread shall live forever. Jesus came to give life, life more abundantly. This is Holy Week. So as you go off to school today, y'all have a wonderful and blessed day at school. God cover y'all to and from. This is Fred now going to prayer. Oh, God, cover the children as they go to the school. Cover them in their homes. Cover them as they travel by bus or by car or they walk to school. God, just cover them and protect them from seeing unseen problems, situation, danger. Protect them from the people who suffers, who desire to take a life, God. Protect them in the classrooms and on the streets, God. Protect them from drug trafficking and sex trafficking and human trafficking. Protect them from the guns and the violence and the drugs, dear Jesus. Protect them as they enter the schoolyard, as they enter their classroom. Protect every teacher, every parent, every single individual in that school, on them school grounds, dear Jesus. Let the children have a wonderful, safe day at school, God. Let the children be heard. Let people pray for each other at school. Let them lift up the name of you, Jesus. Let them operate in love, peace, and joy, dear God. And little children who go and do things, God, we ask you to touch their heart and let them know it's your will for them to live and for other children, other people to live, for them to, if they have an issue, to take it to a doctor and talk about it, to go down when they need it, lift their hands to the hills and pray and ask you for help, God. Get them the proper counsel and the proper supervision to help guide them in the right direction, God, so they won't take their own lives and they won't take other lives, dear Jesus. We ask that you prevent children from bullying one another, teachers and parents from bullying each other, bullying children, dear God. We ask people in the law and lawful and who consider themselves in power, like the senators and congress and presidents and leaders around the world, to know if they do the responsibility to stop violence in school. Yes, like the young girl lady, it's not to put teachers and have all the security in the way where the children have to feel as though they are prisoners and held up if they did something wrong, but to prevent evil from coming in, lurking, and kill, steal, and destroy. That's the work of the devil, God. And any person who thinks a person should have the right, the desire to have a weapon to go into a school, a weapon to go anywhere, to teach a child, 5-year-old child, have a weapon, something that's not right with their heart, their God. So we ask that you pull people out of the darkness and bring them into the light. And those who listen to this call, I pray. Pray for one another. If you must have help, you got some issue with anything, seek help, seek the kingdom of God while your heart still is in your mind. Ask for help. Tell them what's going on in your mind. If somebody bullying you, tell them. If you're a child who bully people, stop bullying people. But we ask that you lift up all children, God, in your holy name, Jesus. We ask that you just give them strength day by day. All the children who already face in danger, who suffer from loss of loved one, or they got injured, they suffer through because of a bullet or somebody, so they want to harm them in some form or fashion, dear Jesus. We ask you for protection. We ask you to give them strength through this, dear Jesus. And those who have lost their lives, we ask that they and pray they are in your kingdom, God. And you give their family peace, past understanding. Give them, I don't know the word, the best word, not comfort, but I'm asking you just give those sisters and brothers, those mother, father, aunts, uncles, and cousins, and grandparents, and teachers, and friends, and acquaintances, and peers, strength, dear Jesus. Give them strength. And we ask these all day in your holy name, Jesus Christ. If anybody on this call has not given your life to Jesus Christ, seek the kingdom of God before your heart, soul, and spirit. This is Holy Week. Friday is Good Friday. Find yourself a local church you go to. Those who lift up the name of Jesus and who also believe in lifting you up as children and want to love you and protect you, dear God, I ask this for you in Jesus' name. And also Sunday is Resurrection Day, where Jesus has rose on the day where we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus, that he's risen from the dead, from the grave. So we just ask you to make your way out. Find a church you go to. If you can't find one, pull it up online. Trinity Broadcast may have it on, or you can go to newsthomas.net and you can pull that up and live stream it, or you can go to Facebook Live and pull it up. And the Urian Church, where you at around the world, you can pull it up. Also, Gospel Tabernacle, you can put them up on live screen. You can put Life for the Church on Periscope. In so many ways, you can get the word in you. So I hope you take your time up to do so. And those who are in the world, don't use faith. It's power in prayer, but like it's a faith without work is there. So we know when we pray, we believe in God first. That's just having faith. That's giving it to Him. That's in part at His word. But also, maybe we got to do things. So that means we got to stop bullying people. We got to tell people when we see something's not right. We got to, if you are a teacher, administrator, center for children, say something, do something, stop. If you are president or a leader of a country or senator or congressperson, change the laws of the land. Imagine if that was your family who suffered through gun violence. Stop the madness. God, we ask these all things in your holy name. Thank you for this holy week. Thank you for the children who march on Washington for March for Our Lives. Thank you for people over the years who march for things that was important for life. Black Lives Matter. Women live, so, women night. They have, you know, forever to have life like more abundantly. So many forms and fashion. We thank you, God. We give you all the glory and praise. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Jesus' holy name. Protect all the children. Protect the children. Amen. Y'all have a wonderful day in Jesus' name. Thank you for taking time out to pray with the Love Truth Ministry, to lift up the children around this country as well as around the world. They as our future. They are anointed. They are touched by God. Respect the children. Love the children. Let's honor the children. There's been Children Day back. Again, this is Kim Wim, Love Truth Ministry. Every Tuesday morning, Eastern Standard Time at 7 a.m., we have prayer time on Blog Talk Radio. Take care. Until next time, have a glorious day in Jesus and glorious week.